sounds. Sure, I hit him. He's a pretty good ways away, though. If you saw the last show, you'll noticed that, or you'll remember that I shot at a buck, right? Okay. Well, I thought I hit the buck, and I did. There's evidence of it right there. So he has took off down this ravine and up this hill right here. But if you can look back through there is the stand. It's hard to see. It's really thick. And it was a pretty good shot. It was a little over probably 80 to 100 yards over there. I had a real clear sight picture of the buck when he come in. I was able to tell he was an 8-point, but by the time that I, you know, could see that it was a deer I wanted to shoot, he had kind of gotten in this brush and this thicker stuff, and he kind of stopped right here, and there's a lot of scrapes, the scrapes that we were talking about in the last episode, that these bucks have left, and the rubs and all, leading into the food plot. And I guess that's what he was doing here, because he was just kind of moving around. And so when I shot, I think I hit him a little far back, because that is not, I don't think that's enough vitals as far as where the shot placement was. You know, I hate to admit that, but I'm going to have to admit it, because I think I made a good shot, but I don't think I got enough of the vitals. So anytime that happens, when you're bow hunting or when you're, you know, shooting with hunting with a muzzleloader or a rifle, if you don't feel like you got a perfect shot, you may want to wait and let the deer go on up and not push him real bad, okay? And so that's the thing. We're going to back out of here for a couple of, well, now I hear, I guess Dad heard me shoot. And I hear him coming on the UTV. I guess that's him. I guess that's him coming. So he may actually push the deer without me even tracking it yet. It's not his fault. He's probably coming. I know he's coming to help me because he knows I've shot a deer. So, but that may actually push the deer a little bit. But I tell you what, we're still going to do, because here he comes. I'm gonna tell him, and we're gonna back out of here and go back to the house and give this deer a couple of hours, because I don't want him to run very far, and I want him to leave a good trail and be able to track him down. So we're gonna go back to the house. We're gonna wait a couple of hours, and then we're gonna get back down here. Okay? All right. We've probably given it about 2 or 3 hours since I shot this buck, and it's getting kind of late. It's probably about 45 minutes before dark. And so I think that's long enough. We gave him a pretty good while. And again, that's what you want to do when you think you may have made a marginal shot. And I hate to admit that, but I didn't get too excited or anything, but I think he was making a scrape or checking a rub in here, and he got turned around a little bit on me because he got in the thick stuff. Like I said, I had a clear line of sight on him, but I was trying to make sure he was a buck that I was wanting to harvest. And so when he got in here and it got thick and he got kind of turned around, and I can tell by that blood right there, I don't know as I got very much vitals. So I don't think it was too far back, but I do think it is a little far back. So when the situation comes like that, whether you're bow hunting, muzzleload hunting, or rifle hunting, You want to make sure and give the deer plenty of time. You don't want to push it, because if you start tracking that deer right afterwards, that deer will just keep running and running and running, and that's not what you want to do. Now, hopefully, I think probably when Dad heard me shoot, and that's what we do normally when one of us shoots, one of us will go to the other one and try to give him a hand. And I think when he started coming up through the woods on the trail, that may have ended up pushing him, but maybe not. So we'll see. So we're going to start tracking him now. It's been long enough. So this is where this is the first sign where we saw earlier that I hit the deer. And I can tell by going up through here, here's some more sign on that rock. And then I can see going up or going down this ravine right here. He has crossed this little ravine and he's gone up the hillside there. So I'm gonna start tracking him, okay? And so we'll probably move pretty fast here right at first, because there's quite a bit of blood here, and so there's a pretty good trail. So here we go. I can see where he kicked up the ground, but I can also see a lot of blood right through here, and this looks like a deer trail where he's went right up the side of that ravine. You can kind of see that opening there, so we're gonna go that direction. Yeah, so he's went right up through here. I'm following his blood trail through here. You can see right here, it's not great looking blood. It's really bright, and so not sure exactly yet where I hit him, but it's, like I said, I don't know if I've hit him in the vitals really well. So we're gonna go right up through here. I can still see the blood going this direction, and you see where he's kicked up right to the right of that cedar tree up there. So we're gonna stay on this trail, because obviously he is, and that's where his blood trail is. All right, he's gone this way. Still got some blood, pretty good blood right there. And he's gone right up that hill. And I can even see the kicked up leaves if you stand back and look at it. But, you know, I've got a pretty good blood trail going right now. And here's the thing, you know, you're gonna see me probably walking pretty fast. I'm trying to get to this deer. We've let him stay here for 2 to 3 hours. And so I'm trying to get to him really quick. But obviously, if I didn't see such a good trail, I wouldn't be walking as fast, because eventually it may get a little thin. But right now, we're going to try to make hay while we can. So we're going to head right up that hill following this trail. So follow me. So he's ran a pretty good ways. I'm not sure how far we've came, but we've come down that ravine, up and over the hill, and now we're going back down this other ravine, but he's headed straight towards the river. So what I was afraid of probably did happen. The UTV sound and everything probably pushed him a little bit, and so he's still going. And then this is when he gets to the tricky part, because right now, you know, I've had a pretty good blood trail up till now, but now it's kind of started to close up a little bit. So he's just given a little bit of blood. So you'll just find a speck here and a speck there. So what you have to be careful of here, and a lot of times, you know, I mean, if you had a dog, that's great. If you had a dog that could help track up the deer, I mean, we've used them a lot, and that's a great asset to have.
You know, buddies can help out when it comes to trying to find a tough deer, but here's the thing, you can't mess up the trail, the blood trail, because if you got a bunch of people walking around out here, you're gonna step on leaves and you're gonna ruffle leaves, because what I'm following right now is just a speck here and a speck there. And so really, for me, honestly, I like to track my deer, you know, by myself or with one other person. Just because what I may have to start doing here in a minute, I may have to start working kind of like walking half moon circles, because I know pretty much the direction he's headed. And you can even see, you can pan over here, you can see the ruffled leaves. So I know he's going that direction. And plus I found a little speck of blood right here, but it's going to be tougher to follow now, because I can't look out in front of me and see another one like I was finding such evidence up there. So this is what I normally like to do. Normally, if I'm tracking deer, I'll take something like a piece of paper towel or something, and I will leave it because that speck of blood's right there. I'll put it right there. And then I'm gonna come back to it here in a minute, because you wanna leave something at the last, you know, evidence you found. And so what I'll do now is I'll start kind of walking this direction, and I'll start kind of looking. And then I'll be careful of where I step, and I'll kind of start doing half moon circles, because here's what's so funny. You would think, well, that deer is going to go that direction because it's clear and there's a, looks like a trail, but that's not always the case. They can make a right turn or a left turn, and they're not going to make a lot of sense a lot of times. And so anyway, when I find another speck of blood or something like that, as I'm tracking, I'll come back, I'll get this piece of paper towel, and I'll go up to the next spot. So let's just see if we can find another spot. I've already kind of walked down here a little bit and I haven't seen anything. So like I said, I'm being very careful where I'm looking, but I do know he went this way because I can see the ruffled up leaves. Okay, and I see another little speck on a white leaf right over there. So let me grab the paper towel. And I'm gonna put it right here. Right in there, because there's that speck of blood right there. And why this is so important, because it's going to get dark here pretty soon, and if I'm still out here looking for this rascal, I need to make sure that I know where the last spot that I know for sure he was at. And so I'll leave that piece of paper towel there, because again, I may have to start going out here and scanning. And so we're going to keep on doing this, and we're going to be persistent here. We're not going to give up, okay? So we're going to be persistent. And we'll keep tracking him. All right.
I don't know how you're seeing any of this anyway.
Well, I can see where he's kicked up the leaves, and of course there's a spot of blood right there, but it's getting pretty thin.
We've been out here for a long time looking for this deer.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't know that we're going to find it, though.
Hey, I'm not going to give up just yet, but I do need to go back and get a flashlight. So why don't we go back and I'll go back to UTV and get my flashlights and everything, and then you can go back and you can start dinner. Okay. And I'll just keep looking for a while, because again, I don't want to give up. I mean, I think he's going towards the river right here. I mean, the river's just over that rise, so there's not too many more places he can be.
Well, I don't want you staying out here all night.
Well, it may take all night. Hey, don't you worry. I'll come back for my supper, though. All right.
Okay.
Let's go back and I'll get my flashlight.
Okay.
Man, I looked all night for that deer. Yolanda called me almost every 30 minutes to an hour checking on me, and I just kept thinking, he's got to be here somewhere. You know, when you're tracking a deer that stopped giving good sign, about the best you can do is start walking what I call half moon circles, you know, in the general direction that the deer was going. Often you'll pick the trail back up, or better yet, you'll locate the deer. So I thought, I'm going to make one more pass by the river And I topped the hill, and just over in the grass, there he was. My persistence paid off. I was not giving up on finding him. You know, Jesus pursues us with that same determination. The Scripture says that he is not willing that anyone would perish, but that all would come to salvation through him. In Matthew, Jesus tells the story of the shepherd who leaves behind the 99 to go and find that one lost sheep. You know, Jesus is relentless in his pursuit of us. He never gives up. But it's our choice to run to him for salvation. Have you done that? You know, it's not too late. Right now, wherever you are, stop what you're doing and cry out to God to save you. Confess your sins and turn to him, surrendering your life for what he has instead. Oh, it's much better. Trust in him to save you from your sins and follow him by studying his word. You know, I pray you'll do that today. If you want to know more about how to follow Christ, check out more videos at lifeword.org or follow us on social media. I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.